This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get active, if you would. Now, some of you are active. I got it. And you're doing stuff. I got that, too. But I really, truly want you, look around, take a hardcore look around you, and see what really needs to be done. What you can do to get engaged. What you can do to help out. There are many people that are running for office, you know, and again, I know we just came off an election cycle, and you're going into the holiday season, and you want to spend some time with family. Got it. Some of you will be able to spend time with family, depending on where you're at. Now, thank God. Yes, and I do. Thank God that we have sheriffs, even in California, that are willing to uphold the law, that are willing to make sure that the Constitution gets upheld and whatever goes on. And they have said they will not drag anybody out of their houses. They will not bother anybody in their homes for doing anything that are covered under the Constitution. And I think that's wonderful. I've been telling you guys for a long time, it's wartime. When I say it's wartime, I'm not telling you to go get your guns and go out in the streets and start shooting people. You know that. But there's some of the left that will say that's exactly what I said. But when you look at the new rules, or whatever you want to call them, the non-rules that are going down in Los Angeles now with the new DA, it's scary. And I got my hands on, somebody sent me a copy of an email that was sent out, or a mandate, if you would, that was sent out to the LAPD on what they're going to be able to do and not be able to do it. I'm not going to share it right away. I'll share it later on in the show. Because a lot of people say, well, you know, the DA says that. I don't know if that. Well, then what is he going to do? He's not going to prosecute many crimes because he feels that many of the crimes being prosecuted are only prosecuted because they're in the lower socioeconomic rung. Isn't that exciting? And it's wrong. We know it's wrong, right? So in Los Angeles, too, is going to be worse than San Francisco when it comes to crime. Some of these cities have already, the ones that talked about defunding the police, Portland's now got a secondary city or country within the country. What do you think of that? And we're allowing that to happen. Now the beauty is, look at this is great. Missouri, well, five more states, are asking you to join the Texas Supreme Court election case against Georgia. Now, this is off the Fox website. It's always great when we know that Fox is supportive of the president, right? Legal experts say that the Texas case is fatally flawed, merely political posturing, nearly certain to fail. Well, then why did SCOTUS take it on? Right? Come on, give it some thought. Why did SCOTUS take it on? These, again, are the naysayers. You're being set up again because we're hearing in Georgia how tight the polls are. I don't buy it. They weren't tight before. Why would they be tight now? Missouri and five other states on Thursday threw their support even further behind the Texas lawsuit. They're trying to prevent Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin electors from casting their electoral votes by asking the Supreme Court to let them join the suit. Now, that's almost 18 states now that are in the filing, and a few more are talking about it. Now, a brief that supported the Texas lawsuit, which alleges that four key swing states that voted for President-elect Biden violated the Constitution by having the judicial and executive branches make changes to their presidential election. See, these states would have to prove that they turn that over to the governor, and he can't do it. Because like the governor in California, even though he was given a lot of power, he was not given the power to change constitutional issues. He was given the power to act on behalf of the people in emergency situations as it pertained to COVID. Now, some of them, well, we had COVID, and that's why we couldn't, that's why we had to do mail-in ballots. Well, no. At that level, legislation has to be passed. It has to be discussed and passed. You know, my question for you guys out there would be, do you really believe that our founding fathers thought we could be this corrupt? Now, they knew, if you read their writings, they knew that man was inherently evil. And that we'd look to, you know, to power, empower ourselves. But they didn't, I can't imagine they knew we were this evil. It's just like President Trump. I don't think he knew there was a swamp. He knew there was corruption. Did he really believe it was this deep? Anybody? I mean, I think he said in a couple of interviews he did. He didn't realize how deep it went. The Fox piece goes on to say that the Thursday filing led by Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, which also included Arkansas, Utah, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, would make those states party before the court in the case rather than just outside voices. The intervening states do not doubt that plaintiff state of Texas will vigorously and effectively litigate the case, but the Attorney General of each state has to represent his own state. It's not a problem to prove that this corruption affects other states. That's what this is all they're trying to prove. It's all they need to prove. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
We're back. Violent, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. I pull the seat back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot happening up there, a lot for you to get involved in. And I mean a lot. So my public service announcement for tonight is just a reminder. Remember that the flu has a vaccine. Our seasonal flu has a vaccine. And it still kills about 65,000 people a year, except for this year. This year, I don't think it's killed anybody. I'm not sure. Right? Each year. So, I'm sorry. The vaccine will do what? Come on, give it some thought. What exactly will the vaccine do? They think, I mean, some of the stupid things, I want you to think about something. Remember the Ukrainian debacle? They believe that one secondhand whistleblower, one, just one whistleblower, was enough to impeach Trump. But when you have over 1,000 affidavits, right, signed about election fraud, they don't want to investigate. There's nothing there to see. Just ask them, they'll tell you. And the other thing you need to remember, some of the numbers, some of the percentages, before they stopped counting at 3 a.m. Now, some of you know these, some of you don't know anything about them. When they stopped counting the votes, right? In Pennsylvania, Donald Trump was ahead 57-41. At 3 a.m., shouldn't they have been through the bulk of the votes by then? Don't you think? In Michigan, Trump was together, was up by 10 full points, 54-44. In Georgia, again, before the voting stopped, Donald Trump was ahead by almost 10. Pretty much almost 10 across the board, really, except in a couple of places. But in Georgia, it was 53-45 Trump. North Carolina was 50-48 Trump. Now, see, that one I'd be more inclined to believe that there was a flip. Right? And then Wisconsin was 51-46. And then when the voting stopped, the street, when it continued, it wasn't a gradual climb. All of a sudden, these things flipped. And not a little, but a lot. So when do you stop believing, right? When do you start looking at this and go, okay, no, I can't believe anymore that there's nothing to see here? Anyway, back to my other stuff. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. The LAPD, let's see if I can find this. I know what's going to happen. I'm not going to be able to find it. I'm going to have to go searching for it during the next break. But the LAPD is, in some areas, they're under the auspices of the Los Angeles County and the Los Angeles DA. And when you look at what they've done and what they're doing, you have to understand there's a reason behind this, right? Democrats thrive on chaos. They've got to have a crisis. Rahm Emanuel made sure you knew that. So when you look at what's happened in Los Angeles, the riots and other things, you haven't seen much of it. And you won't. The mainstream media won't show you this unless they can show you a sea of MAGA hats and make it look like those people are causing all the trouble. Otherwise, you won't see anything. So in L.A., it's the same way. I mean, they were boarding up stores, or had boarded up a bunch of stores. And the original DA last year said that she would prosecute looters and trespassers and that kind of thing. The new DA says no. He won't do it. Because that looting, those issues, those problems, they happen in areas of lower socioeconomics. People can't afford their homes and they can't afford to buy their kids food or they're out of work. Well, who put them out of work right now? Governor Nuisance is a fool. He's got this... The man is reacting. He's either reacting out of fear and he's totally incompetent, or he's got a plan here, and somehow, somewhere, someplace, he's making money. Really that simple. Or either that, he has such a hate for the American people, for the Californian people, that he can't control himself. I was talking about this the other day, where I said, hey, look, in my district, we lost another child. You're seeing it happen all over the country, kids that are committing suicide and or are severely suicidal. And what are these people worried about? They're worried about a mask. They're worried about other people not wearing masks. How about we worry about getting the kids back into schools? I just said that a little while ago. I wasn't trying to be mean or foolish or anything else. Yeah, I know. The schools, you've heard me rail on public education. I get it. But I mean, honestly, seriously. We've gotten, and some of you have gotten yourself in so much debt, you can't do anything but send the kids back to a public school. I'm not suggesting you're a bad person or anything along those lines. Not for a second. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the solution. I do mean part of the solution, because it means a lot. When you're involved and you're engaged and you're sending me emails, it shows me that you care, that you give a crud. Right? Announcement came up, I think it was yesterday. Franklin Graham has put out a press release. He said, Minneapolis used to be the headquarters of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. He said, my father established his ministry base here in the early 50s, and we still have many friends there. But in recent years, this once great city has deteriorated under Democratic leadership. A new report shows that armed carjackings are up 500%. And with the increase in crime, the city council wants, or has, not wants to, but actually defunded the police. And they cut the budget over $8 million. How can we expect to be protected? Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A vote on a national defense policy bill has been delayed in the Senate. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul objected to the National Defense Authorization Act because of a provision that would limit President Trump's ability to draw down troops from Afghanistan. On the Senate floor, Paul called out his fellow Republican colleagues for wanting to draw out American involvement in the country.
They believe that a president has the power to go to war anywhere, anytime,
But when a president tries to remove troops, they say, oh, no, no, what we really want are 535 generals in Congress to tell him he can't leave a war. How absurd is that? It's exactly the opposite of what both the Constitution and logic would dictate.
Paul's delay also pushes back action on the one-week stopgap funding measure passed by the House yesterday. The federal government will shut down if the spending measure isn't approved by midnight Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 55-RED-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, I want you to be involved. I want you to be engaged. I want you to look around. I want you to talk to other people. I want you to get informed. I want you to see how other people think about what's going on in politics. Truly, what's happening? 855-RED-JOE. I'd love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. And as I always say, get involved, get engaged. All right. So a friend of mine sent me this. And, you know, it's based on the new DA in Los Angeles. Now, he has said that he's already ruined San Francisco. And this is why I always say things like, I don't have any sympathy for those people in Los Angeles and San Francisco and Portland and Seattle and Chicago. You vote these people in. Now, unless they cheated. If they cheated, you need to be screaming. You need to be out in the streets without causing any public property or private property damage. You need to be out there protesting. So from henceforth, in Los Angeles, interesting, called the City of Angels, the file says that we can't file any more felony special enhancements. None. Including firearm prior strikes, violent priors, GBI, which is great bodily injury, hate crime, attacking someone because they're black, LGBT, or Jewish. No special circumstances, none. This means that there'll be no more life without parole for anyone. Serial rape or murder of a police officer, lying in wait murder, or murder for financial gain, murder following a kidnapping, murder during a torture. No special circumstances for that. Right? And it's all retroactive. It's going to go back it's going to go back a period of time. So they're going to go looking at over 20 some odd thousand inmates and see whether they need to be released or not based on how the sentencing went down. Now, I don't know if he has the right to do that. I don't know if he has the legal ability to do that. I hope somebody challenges him. No more body attachments for any defaulting witness. This means that subpoenas are totally meaningless. Witnesses can simply disregard subpoenas and there's nothing we can do about it. Many serious gang, domestic violence, and sex crime cases will never see the jury. They'll be dismissed because we won't have witnesses, because they won't have to show up. No more juvenile transfers, no matter what they do. A 17-year-old can murder a police officer, be a serial murderer, commit murder during a rape or anything else, and they'll be out by the age of 25 no matter what. There will be no exceptions to the rule. Right? They're going to have to offer probation on every probation-eligible case unless they get directed by the DA himself to do it differently. On prison cases, we have to offer the low term unless we get direct approval. The guy, see, again, this is where they believe they're dictators. Right? Now, in the prison cases, they have to offer the lowest. In other words, so if it's 5 to 20, or 5 to 10, or whatever term you want to use, they have to suggest the 5. Right? We can't impose parole for any lifers. So they can't put a case together that a lifer should not be allowed out. Which means people like Charlie Manson could have made it out on the street in a relatively short period of time, based on what he did. In fact, they need to support the release of all prison inmates at parole hearings unless they've been violent in prison. So they have to support the idea of parole for any prisoner, including a lifer, unless they've physically been violent in prison still. Just, these people are amazing. No more cash bail and pre-trial release is preferred. So, is that for any case? Guy goes on a looting spree, or he goes on a rape spree in an apartment building? All right, you do back here January 10th, there'll be no bail. We can't get any money from you. Wow. Many, 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 many misdemeanors won't be prosecuted. We talked about it, prostitution, other things like that. In their reports, the LAPD is no longer allowed. This is just great. They're no longer allowed to use words like criminal, inmate, prisoner, or offender. Oh, how the heck do you write the report up? Right? We caught the escaped inmate. No, let's see. We caught the previously housed person at a state facility. Is this really how their minds work? These are directives from the new District Attorney Gascon out of Los Angeles. Right? This is a memo sent that was forwarded to me. So if you got these things going on, I mean, seriously, what? I just went through this with a friend of mine. And I said, if there's no punishment, if there's no pain, if there's nothing to pay, then why not do it? See, not that I agree with it one way or the other, but you know, when you could get life in prison for rape, or you could, you know, do, what was it, 20 years. There was some crazy sentencing guidelines at one point in time. Now, rape is horrendous. I got it. It's terrible and it's horrendous. But they said what happened was you had a rise in killings from rape or during rape. And the reason behind it was that here the perpetrator's thinking, well, heck, if I'm going to go to jail for life, I'm going to go to jail for 25 years, if she identifies me, all I have to do is kill her. Once she's dead, she can't tell anybody anything. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Like I said, this This is going to be a fight. You're going to see, I don't agree with the prior guest. I mean, he's a good guy and everything, but I don't think it's going to be 2-3 weeks. I think it's going to be dragged out. I think it's going to go on for a while. I don't think it's going to be as easy as we'll have a few weeks of unrest, and then so be it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, here's what it should shock everybody. You know how we all believe that pretty much all Democrats are pro-abortion? And frankly, 99% of them are. They're pro-choice. One of the things I really love is in Louisiana. Louisiana. The legislature there, they put boundaries on abortion and a few other things. Because they're religious. A lot of their legislators are Catholic, hardcore Catholics, actually. And they don't like what's going on. So a while back, that's exactly what they did. I thought it was great. And the freaky thing, again, in looking at their legislature, they are 90% Democrat. So Tulsi Gabbard, she introduces a Born Alive amendment to protect infants who survive abortion. She's a Democrat. She's going against her party's leadership again, and she introduced a law mandating medical care for infants who survive abortions, a measure that appeared to be similar to one that her party blocked earlier this year. That was introduced on Wednesday, and it would amend the U.S. Criminal Code to ensure a health care practitioner exercises the proper degree of care in the case of a child who survives an abortion. Now, the brief amendment resembled legislation. Uh-oh, here's that sound. We're going to hit this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about, yeah, you know, you go buy a lottery ticket, right? I was talking about how we sometimes paint with a broad brush, and I won't say I've been a fan of hers, but I have not disliked her for quite some time. Because Tulsi Gabbard, who ran for president, and the Dems came against her. Here you had a woman with two brain cells to rub together, and the Dems run against her from their own team. Put forward a bill or that would have ensured the health of a baby born after a botched abortion attempt. So it was a brief amendment. It resembled legislation pushed by Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska. Now, both the Senator and a House Democrat rejected the bill, which would have imposed penalties on doctors who refused to provide life-saving medical care to abortion survivors. So apparently they're not children at that point. They don't have a life. These are things that SCOTUS should look at. Democrats have generally argued that the legislation is redundant, as the Born Alive Infant Protection Act of 2002 already guarantees care for babies who survive abortions. That particular bill clarified that born alive children had the same rights as others, but didn't directly apply penalties in the statute. Now, again, it's got no teeth if it's got no penalties. If you can't go to jail for trespassing, if you can't go to jail for assault and battery, then what stops you from doing it? Like Sassy and Wagner's legislation, Gabbard would seem to apply criminal penalties, although text is limited. And it clarifies that it seeks to amend Title 18 of the U.S. Code. In September, President Trump signed an executive order applying this law, which mandates emergency medical care as benchmarks for whether federally funded programs are in compliance. He's tying it to the money. SCOTUS has already said that he can do that. Laws like Trump's are generally intended to protect individuals like Gianna Jensen, who claims to have survived a botched... like how they do that? Right? She claims to have survived a botched saline abortion. 143 infants were born alive between 2003 and 2014 after an abortion attempt on them. Now, that just might be a small amount. Remember, that's just what was reported. This stuff drives me nuts. This runs along the lines of, I don't know, what it was, 10 years ago, 12 years ago? The California Assembly was actually arguing how much, you ready for this, people? Pay attention. How much kiddie porn was too much porn to be caught with? Was it a picture? Was it a one slide of pictures? Was it a CD filled with pictures? Or DVD? Or computer? What one? Was it a one or a multitude of one? I can't believe that. Here, I got a number for you. None! Is none a number? Zero. Zero. Zero is a number. Zero. Just amazing. It's possible that this number, the 143, it totally underestimates the total number of deaths involved in induced termination. That's according to the CDC, by the way. In some cases, when a vague term such as termination of pregnancy was reported as due to severe, you know, congenital abnormality or material complication, it was impossible to determine whether the pregnancy terminated spontaneously as a result of the anomaly or the complication, or whether the mother elected to terminate because of the anomaly. Why don't they put that down? Why would a doctor write down why that baby was terminated or why the baby died? How's that? Democrats for Life, which have chastened its party's leftward lean, praised Gabbard and set up a petition supporting her. Gabbard caught headlines for criticizing former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Indicated last year that she supported restricting abortions in the third trimester. However, she also said that she supports codifying Roe v. Wade, which is making it accessible for a woman to make the choice, what they call pro-choice. Right? But I got to tell you something. I've already said it a million times. I've had to change your heart over the last few years. I don't want to support any legislator that supports abortion anytime, on demand, anywhere, anyhow, without remorse, without recourse or whatever. Right? Like, women should be able to use it as birth control, have it anytime, anywhere, anyhow. Let's set up clinics even in high schools, right? Why not? The issue featured prominently in Republicans' political messaging this year, especially after Virginia Governor Ralph Northam indicated that doctors should be able to refuse life-saving care to infants. See, that's what I mean. When is it life? And they first they used to argue that, well, you can't really prove there's a heartbeat at 8 weeks or 10 weeks, or, you know, science says there is. No, I love this. I love it because they're caught with their own lies, and they finally had to fess up at one point in time. They agree it's a life. They know it's a life. Too bad. It's a woman's right to choose. It's a woman's right to play God. That simple. He went on to say, Virginia Governor Northam, that we talk about third trimester abortion is done in cases where they may be severe deformities. there may be a fetus that's non-viable. Well, in the third trimester, Governor, they don't call it a fetus anymore. If a mother's in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept ready for this. This is the one that really just caught him. Really showed you the hate and the evil of that party. If a mother's in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant. He's calling it a baby. It's a human being. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then discussion would ensue between the physician and the mother. I want you to think about that. The mother gets to play God. They're going to keep, if it's not a human being, why keep it comfortable? How do you resuscitate a non-human? I'm just asking. At least have the guts to call it what it is. To call it as ugly as it is. You know, the Gosnell trial, you guys have to look that one up. Most prolific baby killer in this country. But in his trial, the attorney openly admitted and said, we all know that this is a dirty business. We all know that it's, you know, a disgusting, dirty, and hard business. And he went on to say, but that's not what's on trial here. We know it's dirty. We know it's disgusting. We know it's problematic. But did this man kill a baby under the law? And thank God they found him guilty of many, many, many of these. Some feared that it would bring the abortion business down to its knees, but that didn't happen. Because we have to protect the right of the mother to choose whether that fetus slash infant gets delivered on. And based on the hate and stuff that I see flying all around the place today, I wouldn't want anybody to make that decision. I don't trust any of you anymore. Right? I don't have time for this? Nah, but I'll touch on it. Guess what the teachers unions are complaining about now? What do you think they're saying now? The story's up on the website, by the way. TheRealSide.com. Teachers union says that it's racist to keep the schools open. That's right. Don't you love it? Isn't their job to teach? Just teach. And it's the Chicago teachers union, of all places, who know that the kids, they get the food, they get the comfort, they get what they need inside the schools. But they're racist. The Chicago teachers union came out yesterday to take a bold stance. Let me go throw up. Against schools and now, they had to delete the tweet because they got so much crap about it. The push to reopen schools is rooted in sexism, racism, and misogyny, they argue. But there was nothing behind it. How is it rooted in sexism, racism, and misogyny? Boy, they almost got them all, didn't they? Okay, they're mindlessly throwing out these buzzwords. I hate that. I hate it in my own world when people throw out these buzzwords. I want to know what they mean. I want to know if you know what they mean. And then I want you to give me an example of where it happened. And until you can, don't throw out the buzzwords. Don't throw out the words at all, because people like me are going to call you out on it and keep doing it. Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Write it down. Pick up the app off of Android or the Apple stores. That way there you never have to worry about not being able to get the show or picking up the podcast. I am Joe Mancini. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.